You're listening to the Mosaic Podcast, brought to you by Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Each episode of this podcast will offer you excerpts from the Mosaic TV news magazine, which airs Sunday from January to April in the Palm Beaches. Mosaic explores the most pressing issues facing the Jewish community here at home and around the world. And now, here's your host, Susan Shulman Pertnoy.
Welcome to our 45th season of Mosaic. I'm your host, Susan Shulman Pertnoy. Mosaic is Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County's weekly news magazine, exploring the most critical issues facing Jews here and around the world. Today on Mosaic, we're talking careers. Career connections, that is, a wonderful service offered by our federation that is helping individuals and families all over the Palm Beaches navigate a complex and always changing job market. We'll explore how they do it when we come right back. Joining us today is Whitney Turner, Senior Director of Career and Community Resources at our federation. Whitney, welcome back to Mosaic.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so glad you're here to talk about this important aspect of what we do. So give us an overview of what Career Connections is about.
So Career Connections is a collaboration between the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County and Alpert Jewish Family Service. We were created during the pandemic, and that was a time when people were losing their jobs or they weren't able to kind of go in person to their jobs anymore. Our federation really wanted to serve the community and decided that we would start our own career and employment service program in the community. And so Career Connections came to be. And since then, we've really grown and kind of changed as we've seen employment change and the needs of clients.
There's been so many ups and downs in the employment field right now. Tell us about the landscape of South Florida. Are companies hiring?
Companies are definitely hiring. There's a lot of jobs out there. I think the biggest thing, though, that I see is are there jobs that pay the salary or the wages that people need to be able to live in Palm Beach County? And that's really kind of the biggest issue that we see. So while there are a lot of jobs, are they high-paying jobs or jobs where people can afford the high cost of living?
Yeah, well, what are some of the other challenges? Because I'm sure there are many.
Well, affordable housing is our biggest challenge. And so that's what we see on a pretty regular basis, is we have people calling us, they can't afford their rent, they can't afford their mortgage. And so employment is the number one tool that we have to use to help people in those situations. So we're able to really look at what their situation is and then develop an individualized plan to help empower them to meet their goals.
Well, during the pandemic, the workforce switched to remote working. What is it like now? Are people still working from home, or are they back in the office?
There are some remote positions. People do still want remote positions. I think companies do not want remote positions as much. We see a lot of hybrid, and then we see a lot of people having to go fully back to the office. And so, you know, it used to be right after the pandemic that it was more about what the employee was looking for. So there were all these opportunities, but the landscape's kind of changed where companies are being able to kind of call the shots and decide, okay, we want our people back. And I have to say, there is something about being able to be in person and collaborate bring out the best in people.
Sure.
So, you know, the balance, I think, is really nice, but I understand where companies are coming from.
What actual segment of the population typically seeks out your services?
So my big line is, I've never seen so many employed people reaching out for help. And we really serve the ALICE population.
What is that?
So that's asset limited, income constrained, and employed. And so basically, you're thinking about people who are above the poverty line but can't pay their bills. So they're pretty much one paycheck away from not being able to make it. So if anything happens, maybe an emergency, or maybe they lose a job, or someone else in their household loses a job, it really changes things drastically. And so we see a lot of those phone calls coming in.
Now, how do they know about you? How do they access you?
So we're fairly new. As I mentioned, we started after the pandemic. And so we're connected to Albert Jewish Family Service. So typically, if you have people that are going there and they need emergency financial assistance or they need help with a food pantry, those are clients that we can help as well using employment. We also have a lot of clients that we've helped, and so through word of mouth, we do some marketing efforts. But it's really letting the community know that we have this valuable service, and it's free and open to all faiths and backgrounds.
So once the client finds you, tell us about the process that you use to work with them.
So we really looked and took a deep dive into what does our process look like, because we were having a situation come where people were coming to us, they needed help, they either needed a job, they needed a better job, and so we would help them kind of in a traditional job search. And they were getting a job, and they were coming back, and they were saying, I can't pay my bills. I can't live on this. So through the generosity of a donor, we were able to bring in a financial coach. And we changed the entire program. So every client that comes to us first meets with a financial coach. Our financial coach helps that person develop a budget. And within that budget, we're able also to connect them to community resources. So depending on what your income is, you might be eligible for free Wi-Fi. That could cut your bills by $100, or perhaps we can connect you to a food pantry. So that is a beautiful piece of it, where we're able to really look at other ways for our clients to save. We also dive into those numbers and we come up with a specific salary or wage that an individual needs, and then we build a plan around that.
What do these services cost to the client?
All of our services are free to the entire community.
You mentioned the entire community, so it's not just the Federation community, it's the entire community of Palm Beach County are eligible for your services, correct?
Yes, correct.
Why is that so important?
Because, again, you know, we kind of help everyone, and it works on both sides. So we help individuals looking for jobs, but we also help employers who need positions filled. So by helping the whole community, it becomes a wonderful relationship where we can all help everyone at the same time.
Thank you, Whitney. We just have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this brief message. Up next, we'll meet the career strategist that helps guide her clients in the right direction and overcome hidden obstacles to employment. That's next on Mosaic.
Mosaic is brought to you through the dedication of generous corporate sponsors who fuel the work of Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. We thank American Commercial Realty, Appleby Udenfriend Wealth Management, BDO, Bremen Motor Cars, Bruce Gendelman Insurance Services, Commodore Singer Baseman and Braun Attorneys, First Republic Bank, FPL, Rogers Design Group, and Shapiro Pertnoy Companies.
Welcome back. Joining us now is another member of the Career Connections team, career strategist Sherry Sachs. Sherry, welcome to Mosaic.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. What exactly does a career strategist do at Federation?
A career strategist, my analogy that I use for all my clients that come into my office, I'm the GPS of career services. So you're driving down 95, you know you need to get off the exit, but you're really not sure which exit to take and where to go when you get off the exit. That's where I come in. Most people think that, oh, I just need a resume and that's all I need. There's a lot more to the job search than just getting a good resume. You know, so that's what I have to do. I have to figure out where the client is when they come into my office. I'm meeting them at their level, where they are in the continuum of looking for a job. And then I have to put a plan together with them. If they have a focus, the plan is easier. If they don't have a focus, then we need to talk about what are your skills, what are your values, what are your interests, where do you want to be in 5 years from now? And then we go into the planning stage. There's a lot of other layers that we tap into, a lot of tools that we use. So my job is really the GPS piece, is getting them from one place to another and then to their eventual goal.
It sounds like a lot of work. Is there a typical timeline that it takes to get to that point?
Everybody's a little different. The beauty of Career Connections is that we customize the program to meet the needs of each individual. And we're really, really fortunate to be able to do that. So we also have an open door policy. My door is always open. If somebody needs to come back in 6 months, if somebody needs to update their resume, if somebody's having troubles on their job, my door is always open.
That's really wonderful. So how does the Career Connections team put this all together and work with one another?
So as I mentioned, everyone comes in, they meet the financial coach. The financial coach helps, we dig into their budget, they come out with a number that they need to meet. From there, the team meets again and we figure out, well, what is the best plan? Is it a traditional job search? And Sherry really works with a lot of those clients. Sherry's a certified resume writer, and Sherry brings so much experience to the position. So it might be a traditional job search. It might be a slash career. So a slash career is kind of lining up several, perhaps smaller jobs that make up a big job. So perhaps someone is a social worker, slash they're a writer, slash they're a program director. And so they have all these different income streams coming in, and then hopefully that helps them get to where they need to be. A lot of individuals at this point, to afford the high cost of living in Palm Beach County, do have to work two jobs. And so we teach people how to have multiple jobs at the same time.
That's very difficult, I would imagine, to juggle all of these jobs and home life. And
it's important to have a plan B. Right. If plan A isn't working out, what's your plan B? And a lot of people get stuck at that point.
I want to just go back to the financial aspect of it. Why do you meet with, why is that so important as the first entry point?
Because it starts, it all starts with the numbers. And that's what we found out. When we were having people come in without the financial coach, they would get a job and they would be back because they hadn't thought about, okay, well, this is how much it cost me to go to the grocery store. Oh, my rent increased by $1,000. And so they were just going for a job without thinking about all the factors that go into that number. So when we have the number, we kind of take a backward design approach and we build out an individualized plan based on that. For some of our clients, it might be upskilling. So we'll help them with different certifications that they need to get a better job. And then a lot of our clients are doing, like Sherry said, a combination of things all at the same time. We also then work with all of our clients on interview skills. So every client works with a volunteer and they have mock interviews, and they can also be part of our short-term mentoring program. So they can meet someone that's also in the same industry that they're either in or want to go in, and have a mentor to help also support them through that process.
Wow, you truly are a total resource for anybody that really needs to support themselves.
It's very progressive.
Yeah.
It's no longer the old-fashioned career services program.
It's really a remarkable service, and I wish more people knew about it. Whitney, how do you collaborate with businesses in the community?
So we work and are privileged to work with a committee and many community members. And we've recently developed something called the Employer Network. And so once our clients are job ready, we will then market them to our employer network, who will then send out their resumes to their networks. And that's kind of the beauty of working with Federation. We have the whole business and professional department, and so we're able really to connect our clients to a lot of opportunities. We also meet with different employers to understand what their needs are and to receive their job openings. And then we look and see if we have matches.
Do you want to add to that?
No, I think Whitney did a great job. It's really a give and take relationship. It's not just all about what could you do for us. It's how could we help you and the community as well.
Do you, when you reach out to the businesses, are they surprised that you offer these services? Because I don't think Federation is known as a career connection, that we have a career connections department.
They're surprised and happy. So we try to be a resource for the whole community. We've had a couple job fairs, so sometimes we think about doing that. And I think it is a benefit to the community as a whole to know that this is a resource. You can reach out to us. We're working with clients. They've been vetted, and we can just provide them. And again, that's a free resource to employers.
And now joining us is one of the clients, Faith Batts. Welcome to Mosaic, Faith.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
I'm glad you could join us and share your story. Sherry, how did you meet Faith?
Faith was referred by another client, and when she came into the program, she was very stressed. She was in a crossroads in her life and needed some support and made an appointment with us.
And Faith, tell us about your career connections journey.
Want to
share that with us?
I was an entrepreneur. I was in a solopreneur business as a family recovery specialist and life coach, and I was working with families with loved ones that have substance use disorder and mental health issues, and I started having some crises of my own in my own family, and there were some major health issues with my spouse and my mother and one of my children after giving birth, and I was the main caregiver for all three, and it was very hard to run my business, make a living, and be a caregiver for three people that were going through major health issues. And I needed to find a job. I just needed a steady income. And a friend of mine had told me that she used the service at Career Connections, and she suggested that I give them a call because she thought I was setting my sights too low on my, because I was desperate and I just wanted to get a job and have a paycheck. And she looked at what I was applying for, and she thought that I could get something better, and I maybe didn't have the confidence at the time, or I didn't think I had a high enough degree or the right kind of license, and she encouraged me to contact Sherry, and I did.
So can you walk us through your process that you went through with Sherry and Career mm-hmm. Connections?
Okay, so...
And the team, actually.
Okay, Sherry was a great cheerleader and supporter. Everyone on the team was really encouraging. At first, there was a financial coach who spoke with me, and then Sherry helped me with my resume and with all the strategies for job searching and gave me the tools that I needed to look for the right kind of job, which was a very specific job that I was looking for. And she shared with me the websites and all of the different strategies and tools. And I worked diligently following her instructions. It was work, but I felt supported and I felt like I had a direction and a goal. I wasn't so alone anymore. And her team checked in on me. There was accountability, so I felt like, you know, somebody was following up. And making sure that I did what I was supposed to be doing in between our sessions. In fact, this is the first time I'm meeting Sherry in person because we did everything virtually.
Oh, wow.
So it was wonderful.
When did this start?
What was probably, let's see, I started the new job in the end of November, and I think I'd been working on it for a few months. Mm-hmm. I think after 2 months of my efforts with their coaching and guidance, I had six different job offers.
Oh, my God, and that's remarkable.
Yeah. I'm like, no offense, but I'm not sure that would have happened with her 10-page resume that she came in with.
I'm assuming a lot of people don't know how to write a resume. And
yeah, I'm not, you know, if I wasn't trained, I wouldn't know either. So it's not easy.
Yeah, it was. I brought her like 40 years of work experience, And it's very hard for a person to edit out their own life experience and job history. But how do you take 40 years of, and during that span, different careers that I've had along the way? I've changed careers 3 times at least. And she was able to hone it all in into a one-page, very powerful presentation that got the attention of choice employers that I was really looking to connect with. And I was really stunned. I was stunned. I was thinking, what do I have to send out? Hundreds of resumes, and what's the numbers game? How many do I have to send out to get an interview or a call? And I just listened to her, and I was shocked because my job applications were very targeted. It wasn't just like throw 100 of them out there. They took time and thought and cover letters, and it was a lot of work, but targeting it actually saved me time.
Well, because, that's because of the professionalism of your connections.
Yes.
So what would you tell viewers about the fact that that they have such a wonderful program at Federation and there's such professional opportunities for people to get mm-hmm. help? What would you say?
I would say you're lucky that you're watching this program right now because I found out about it through word of mouth. I don't know why I had never heard about it. I'm pretty active in the community, and I was really surprised to hear about it, and I thought, well, what have I got to lose? You know, they've got master's degrees, they're certified, they do this every day. Listen to the professionals is what I always tell people, and to me, they're the professionals that I needed in order to get the support and the empowerment that I needed to land the job that I got at the Hub.
That's great. Thank you for sharing your story. Whitney, what type of workshops or programs do you have?
So we offer several different programs. We work with women in a program called Become You for women who are trying to figure out who they are and who they want to be. So we've kind of started to really own that space of women's empowerment to the extent that we're now partnering with Jewish Women International to provide career services to survivors of domestic violence. We're part of the National Jewish Health Services Agencies and Project M. So we have a giant network there where we can work with other agencies that are national on different initiatives as well as collaborate on different resources. And then we partner really with the community at large. So today, Sherry will be going to the Mandel Library later to do an interview skills workshop. So we'll connect with a lot of different members and agencies in the community to provide the career services portion of their trainings.
That's terrific, really. We ran out of time, but I want to thank you for what you do. This Department of Federation is so critical to the community, and I just want the word to get out there. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having
us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mosaic Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to Mosaic on your favorite streaming platform and to leave us a review. Want more? Visit jewishpb.org/mosaic, where you can access full episodes of the show. To stay connected with the Jewish community of the Palm Beaches, visit jewishpb.org or follow Jewish Federation at facebook.com/jewishpalmbeach.